Coming up next on Why So Weekend, this week we begin a month-long series of readings from the faculty of this summer's Antioch Writers Workshop with Jen Violi, a Pittsburgh native who's also lived in Dayton and is an Antioch Writers Workshop alum. Here, Violi reads from her debut novel, Putting Makeup on Dead People, the story of a young woman named Donna.
The next afternoon, Uncle Lou plucks the lemon off of the edge of his water glass and puts it on his bread plate. I'm not a damn girl, he says, shaking his head. And then to me, so how many boyfriends do you have these days? None, I say. And before Uncle Lou can ask me any more questions that make me feel uncomfortable and awkward, as Uncle Lou is apt to do, I add, so I have something to tell you two. Mom gets that look on her face like she's terrified I'll say I'm pregnant or something, which is pretty funny considering I still haven't even kissed anyone. She puts down her roll but keeps hold of her knife, a clump of butter smeared on its tip. You're not knocked up, are you? Uncle Lou asks, a little too loudly. And two middle-aged women in corduroy jumpers and cream-colored turtlenecks at a neighboring table turn to us, aghast. Maybe I look more promiscuous than I thought. No, everyone, I say, not pregnant. Thank God, Mom says, and makes the sign of the cross. We are at Vandermeer's, which is Uncle Lou's special event restaurant, and I guess that means my birthday is a special event. Aunt Irene was supposed to join us, but Uncle Lou says she wasn't feeling well. I think that's Aunt Irene's way of saying she can't stand Vandermeer's and doesn't get what Uncle Lou sees in it. Today, Uncle Lou sports an orange Hawaiian shirt and Kelly Green polyester pants, which he has identified as his lucky trousers, something I have zero desire to interpret. Possibly inspired by said lucky trousers, Uncle Lou winks at the turtlenecked women who quickly look down at their dinner rolls. Mom glares at Uncle Lou, who shrugs and leans back into the pink cushion on his faux wood chair. Taking in Vandermeer's decor, funeral home circa 1972, I hope I'll have some decorating input at Brighton Brothers or wherever I work, because seriously, the dim lights and the pastel floral drape patterns will have to go. I don't understand why a funeral home can't be brighter, you know? More of a place that doesn't make you want to kill yourself while you're burying someone you love. I fold my hands in my lap. I inhale and exhale. I'm going to mortuary school. Is that with the birds? Uncle Lou asks. Dead people, I say. Birds are aviary. You're going to school with dead people? Uncle Lou asks. Why on earth would you do that? I want to say it just feels right, but that doesn't seem like a good enough answer, not for him, and certainly not for Chapman's application essay questions. Absolutely not. Mom's lips are set in an even line, and a crease divides her forehead. She turns to me. Honey, you've already made your college plans. I can tell she's attempting not to raise her voice, and I know I'm about to raise mine. Our waiter saves us all for a moment. His name is Rocky, and he looks less like Rocky the fighter than Rocky the squirrel. You like Stallone? Uncle Lou asks. I'm sorry, Rocky says. Sly Stallone, Uncle Lou repeats, leaning in. Never heard of him? Rocky says. You're shitting me. Uncle Lou raises one thick white eyebrow. No, sir, Rocky takes a deep breath and, to our surprise, is shitting no one. He seems to be trying very hard not to let Uncle Lou get to him. Can I take your orders? We order lunch, and when Rocky exits, Mom says, Lou, that was rude. Well, Jesus, Martha, Uncle Lou says. What do kids watch these days? Mom ignores the question and turns to me. You've already been accepted to a wonderful school, and that's where you'll be going. But I don't want to go to that wonderful school. I never wanted to go there. Well, this is the first I've heard of it. Mom rips a piece off of her roll. Besides, it's too late to change your plans now. Says who? Says your mother. Mom rips a piece of roll off of the smaller piece she just tore off. I wonder if she might shred the whole thing. Lou, how's Sylvia since her foot surgery? Which is Mom's way of saying, we're done talking about this. You can't ignore me, I say. I'm right here. Right now, Mom says, we're talking about your aunt's surgery. You can participate or not. Your choice. I choose to not participate, which seems unfair, given that we're supposed to be celebrating my birthday. At dessert, I ask for a virgin mudslide instead of pie, and everyone looks at me like I'm some brand of nuts. That will be my dessert, I try to explain. You saw they have blueberry pie, Mom says. Yes, I say, but this will be fine. I smile at Rocky. You don't want some dessert with it? Uncle Lou repeats. I shake my head. She's a drinker, Rambo, Uncle Lou says to Rocky. Rocky nods solemnly, writes something else on his notepad, and walks away. Uncle Lou leans across the table and squints at my hand, resting next to the water glass. It's definitely hereditary, the way you sit with your index finger pointed out like that. Nikki did that all the time. I look down at my hand, at my pointy index finger like Dad's, and I wish he was here right now. Without looking up, I say, it's not too late to change my college plans. Mom sighs and says, Donna, I'm glad you found something you're excited about, believe me. But it can't be this. Her voice sounds soft and she smiles at me like she's sad. You're already so... She stops herself. I just don't think mortuary school is the best place for you. Under the table, I fold my hands together, pressing my fingers into the backs of them. UD is a good school and seems like such a happy place. Mom brushes crumbs off of the tablecloth. You'll make lots of friends and have good role models around. You don't think I'd find any friends or role models at mortuary school? That's not what I'm saying. I feel fluttery in my chest and my neck is getting hot. I want to yell, but my voice comes out quiet and low. What are you saying, then? I just think communications is a great major for you. You'll learn how to interact with all kinds of people, live ones. Virgin mudslide for the young lady. Rocky steps up to the table and distributes two blueberry pie slices and one chocolate drink that I wish was full of alcohol. I slurp the mudslide loudly on purpose through my straw. I glance at Rocky. Sorry, my mom doesn't usually take me out in public. I haven't learned how to interact with live people yet. Watch it. Mom stabs her fork into her pie. Enjoy your dessert, Rocky says, backing slowly away from the table. I watch purple juice bleed out of the pale pie crust. Like Mom's wounded it, I know how the pie feels. Dad would have thought this was a great idea. Mom lets her fork drop and it clanks against the plate. A few drops of juice splatter onto the white tablecloth. She grabs the edge of the table and doesn't look up. I know I shouldn't say anything else. I know I've already crossed some line and I can feel something like a lightning storm in the air, but I can't stop myself and I'm angry. I finally found a job I actually want to do and Mom wants to stop me. Dad would want me to do what I love. Mom looks up at me, eyes like steel. Well, your father isn't here. It's just me. I know, I say, and it's just me too. We stare at each other, and I can almost hear thunder rumbling or someone whistling in a dusty old west town. Uncle Lou clears his throat. So how much does a mortuary school education go for these days? Lou, Mom says, releasing her grip on the table, Donna and I will finish this discussion later. She forces a smile, and the storm appears to be over for now.
More from the Antioch Writers' Workshop next week on Why So Weekend.